Now George steals a pass and heads for the other end, where he throws down the right hand. Indiana is dominating a 14-point run.
It's time for Pacers Weekly.
And welcome into Pacers Weekly, where we're talking Indiana Pacers basketball with you. We do it every Saturday morning during the season from 10 to 11 a.m. I'm Pat Boylan on the Circle in downtown Indianapolis. The Pacers are in the midst of a three-game road trip. It started in Miami. They fell in Miami and in New Orleans. It concludes tonight in Detroit. A 7 o'clock tip against the Pistons. You can hear the Kroger pregame show beginning here at 6:30. Welcome in to any new listeners we have who are in town for the Crossroads Classic. Of course, maybe the best Crossroads Classic since they've been here. The nice thing is, no matter what team you're rooting for, you know your team this year is good, and that's really cool. Quite a showcase of talent of college basketball going to be at beautiful Bankers Life Fieldhouse today. We appreciate, as always, you listening to our show intently, but we certainly ask that you please pay attention to the road conditions, whether you are in the car, on the move. Certainly adverse conditions, and they appeared like they might be getting worse here this morning. Our terrific producer, David Deering, didn't get in until 5:30 this morning. So the roads are that bad, and we certainly ask that you be careful on them. And if you're walking, a thank you to the businesses who've put out salt this morning. That was my commute this morning, and it was an ice skating rink, depending on where outside you were. Bankers Life Fieldhouse, though, as always, has you ready. The salt is down, so if you're headed over there to the Fieldhouse for the games here this afternoon, you should be good, and we wish you well on your travels. And we thank you for tuning in this morning, nonetheless, our loyal listeners who are with us at 10 a.m. every Saturday morning. 239-1070, 317-239-1070 is the number you can call in and talk Pacers basketball with us. I'm at Pat Boylan Pacers on Twitter, taking your questions, your comments, your concerns throughout the show, as always, and we will answer them throughout the show, perhaps throw a question or two to our live guests, which we will let you know who those are in just a minute. Again, the Pacers, they close their road trip with Detroit. That's tonight, 7 o'clock tip. 6:30 Kroger pregame show on the radio network. It's right here where you're listening to Pacers Weekly. It's also on Fox Sports Indiana, starting at 6:30 as well. Then the Pacers are back home on Monday night. They take on the Washington Wizards, a 7 o'clock tip. And Pacers.com/tickets is how you can be there. They then go on a home road back-to-back. They take on the Knicks on Tuesday, December 20th, a 7:30 tip in New York. And then on Thursday, December 22nd, that's Pacers and Celtics. And that is a Hickory night. And Damon Bailey will be honored for that game. Pacers.com/Hickory is how you can check out the Hickory games. Pacers.com/tickets is how you can check out all tickets, single game tickets on sale, packages, and the like. We've got a great show for you, as always. Mark Boyle, Mark Monteith will join us, Eddie White, Jeremiah Johnson, Mark Monteith and Jeremiah Johnson will be joining us live. We'll toss your questions in their directions. Great guests, Mike Breen, Austin Crozier, will be part of the show. And again, we'd love to hear from you as well. 317-239-1070 and at Pat Boylan Pacers on Twitter. Pacers and Pistons is the matchup tonight. Mark Boyle and Austin Crozier will be on the call for that one. Austin joining us for that game as he's been here throughout the road trip. And we will hear a conversation from those two next. This is Pacers Weekly.
At ATI Physical Therapy, we're here for you. When you're injured, in pain, or recovering from surgery, we'll help you get back to your best with expert therapy that's customized for you. Plus, we'll schedule your first appointment in 24 to 48 hours, so you're on your way to feeling better faster. With over 50 Indiana locations, visit ATIPT.com to find an ATI clinic near you. We know returning to better health is a big deal, so look no further. ATI Physical Therapy, here for Indiana and here for you.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union, Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is George Niang. Bankers Life is not just the official insurance partner of the Indiana Pacers. They are also proud supporters of the Pacers Foundation. Over the past 17 seasons, Bankers Life and its parent company, CNO Financial Group, have donated nearly $260,000 to the Pacers Foundation, inspiring and motivating countless Indiana young people. Bankers Life, CNO Financial Group, and the Pacers Foundation are giving kids a winning shot in Central Indiana. Learn more at pacersfoundation.org.
This is Pacers Weekly on 93.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. I'm Pat Boylan. We are with you live every Saturday morning from 10 to 11. The Pacers and the Pistons is the matchup tonight. That game is out in Detroit. It wraps up three straight on the road. Calling it on the radio side, Mark Boyle and Austin Crozier. They have a conversation now. Mark?
Thank you, Pat. The Pacers started this road trip earlier in the week, losing in Miami, and then on Thursday night, losing in New Orleans. Winnable games, and in fact, the Pacers had the lead in the fourth quarter of both. Why didn't they win either?
It's hard to put a finger on, Mark. I think you were able to see through the first three quarters of both of those games that there were really struggles defensively on the perimeter. Struggles rebounding the basketball, which we've seen at times when the Pacers have had their struggles all season long. But in those fourth quarters, there were some questionable shots. There were some bad turnovers at key moments. And it just seemed like an inability to come up with big plays or big stops when they needed it most.
This is always interesting to me, and Slick and I talk about this all the time. Slick calls it the psychology of the game. And the reason I bring it up here is because of this. Last year, the Pacers were arguably the worst late-game team in the league. They couldn't win in the fourth quarter. They couldn't win in overtime. Now, this season, until recently, it's been the opposite. They've won three overtime games. They've closed some games in the fourth quarter. Do failures in consecutive games like this affect in any way your confidence or your psyche?
I think it depends on the makeup of the team. I think when you look at veteran teams, guys that have a core group of guys that have been together for an extended period of time, it's probably going to affect them less. You know, they'll probably have a short memory and put that game behind them. I think for a team like the Pacers, which have had their share of struggles this year, it's a new group of players. There's not really a true alpha on this team that can step up and lead. It has the potential to affect them. I think it certainly does. The one thing that we have seen from this team, they haven't lost three games in a row this season. You know, when things have gotten bad, they found their moments to dig deep and make big plays and come up with the wins, and they're going to obviously have to do that again tomorrow.
Two losses, but there have been some bright spots. Let's talk for a moment about Miles Turner. He did struggle in Miami because Whiteside is too big and too strong, but in New Orleans, he had 26 points. He hit, I think, 11 of his 14 shots or something like that, and looked pretty good. In his second year at the age of 20, is he still evolving the way we had hoped?
I think he is, and I think, in all honesty, he's doing it at a much quicker pace than I thought that he would. There were a lot of expectations coming into the season that I thought were not necessarily unfair expectations, but maybe unfair this early. And that going to being a full-time starter and going against the other team's best defensive player, that maybe this big jump wouldn't happen for him this year. But it has, and he has been phenomenal. We've seen him in pick-and-roll game, which I think will be his bread and butter probably most of his career, that 15- to 18-foot jump shot. You've seen him expand his range to the three-point line. And the game against New Orleans, I thought we saw a lot of unique things to his game that we haven't necessarily seen. You know, he's putting the ball on the floor much more comfortably for 2, 3, 4 dribbles with pivots and spin moves. We've seen him reading when defenses switch and running into the block and posting up and using his size. I think the biggest thing that he has is he is a smart player. He reads how the defense is guarding him and makes good decisions. And I think without question, he's on a very high trajectory with his growth and his potential.
I wouldn't expect this, Austin, to happen this season because with so many games and so little practice time, it's really difficult to concentrate and work on something that you haven't really concentrated on in the past. But for the sake of conversation, this next summer, and again, this guy's 20 years old, once he develops a post game, which there's no reason that he couldn't, could he be one of the very best at that position?
Yeah, I think when you compare him to someone like Anthony Davis, who we just played against, he's never going to be as quick or as athletic. He has a different frame on him. But I think you're right. The ability to go to the three-point line, the ability to post up on a consistent basis. Now you talk about a mid-range game, putting the ball on the floor and finishing at the rim. There's only a handful of guys in the NBA that can do that at a really high rate, and that would put him right in that group. And I don't think there's any reason to think that he can't put on that size and gain that strength. We haven't really seen other teams double team him a lot, again, because the majority of his offense comes out of that pick and roll. But as he becomes more proficient in the post, you'll see that, and that'll obviously help the team in other ways, playing off of the double team.
Let's close with a thought on tonight's game here in Detroit. Now, Detroit, Miami, and New Orleans have at least one similarity, and it's this. All three of them had a penetrating point guard, Dragic in Miami, Holiday in New Orleans, and tonight Jackson here. All three have a monster inside that can get 15 to 20 rebounds and score 20-plus points. So what do the Pacers need to do tonight that they couldn't do against the Heat or the Pelicans?
I think the biggest thing, as you said, is dribble penetration. To me, that's where it all starts for this team. When this team is locked in and engaged defensively, they're a pretty good basketball team. They score points off of those stops. They get out in transition. You've got to find a way to keep Reggie Jackson out of the paint tonight. I think that is the key, number one. Second one, Andre Drummond. The Pacers just played New Orleans, who is the second worst rebounding team in the NBA to the Pacers, and they got out-rebounded by 9. Detroit is a very good rebounding team. Drummond is much more in the mold of Whiteside as opposed to Anthony Davis as far as his size and his strength, and that's going to be a big problem for Miles Turner. He's going to have to do his work early, get him off the block, block him out, not let him get second chance opportunities. And the one thing that this Detroit team has that the other two teams that you mentioned don't have is they have more complementary players. You know, you can't just double team Andre Drummond, Tobias Harris, Marcus Morris. Those guys have the ability to beat you from the perimeter. So as much as you can, you have to do this one-on-one so you're not forced to double team and let other guys beat you from the perimeter.
That's Austin Crozier. I'm Mark Boyle. We'll be back tonight. We hope that you join us. Pat gets us started with Pacers pregame at 6:30. The action starts at 7, the Pacers and the Pistons, and then back home on Monday to take on Washington. Let's go back to Indianapolis now and Pat Boylan.
Mark and Austin, thank you. If you head over to Pacers.com, you can check out the 12 days of deals that the Pacers are promoting, a new deal every day. And Lauren Roa is a big part of that. She's director of merchandising. She is the new leader of the Home Court Gift Shop. And as you know, Eddie White, he likes to go around the house and likes to find somebody with an interesting story to tell. It's her story and what the Pacers have coming up in terms of deals. That is coming up next on Pacers Weekly.
Get ready for the Red Hot Chili Peppers live in concert.
Well, I love the trains, I hope to be part.
May 18th, the Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Red Hot Chili Peppers. New album, The Getaway, available now. Reserve seats on sale now at the box office, Ticketmaster.com, and all Ticketmaster locations. Red Hot Chili Peppers, produced by NS2.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life. And we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is George Niang. Bankers Life is not just the official insurance partner of the Indiana Pacers. They are also proud supporters of the Pacers Foundation. Over the past 17 seasons, Bankers Life and its parent company, CNO Financial Group, have donated nearly $260,000 to the Pacers Foundation, inspiring and motivating countless Indiana young people. Bankers Life, CNO Financial Group, and the Pacers Foundation are giving kids a winning shot in Central Indiana. Learn more at pacersfoundation.org.
Welcome back to Pacers Weekly on 93.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. If you go to pacersgifts.com, you can check out these 12 days of deals, discounts on tickets, and more of the like. Lauren Roa, the new leader of the Pacers Home Court Gift Shop, is who Eddie White has tracked down to go around the house with. Eddie?
Thanks, Pat. It is once again time to go around the house, and as we do, at this time of the year, we help our listeners. And we go right to the place, the hub of activity in Bankers Life Fieldhouse, because, you know, the show is around the house. And it's a home court gift shop. Now, usually, we talk to crazy Gary Nelson, who's retired and moved to the swamplands of Florida. But now we talk to the new maven, the new lady in charge of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and the home court gift shop and all the goodies that come in there. And she comes to us from a good place. She comes to us from Finish Line, which the Pacers and the Fever have had a great long relationship with the Finish Line. Glenn Lyon and, shoot, I know Clapper and Fagan and Cohen and all the guys who founded the joint. Hey, Midhoffer's been good to us out there. We got Sport Graphics and Finish Line. But the lovely and talented, my new best buddy, Lauren Roa, joins us. How are you?
Thanks. Hi, Eddie. It's great to join you. I'm really excited to be here and to be the new member here at Bankers Life Fieldhouse.
And you've only been here a little bit, but this is probably the highlight of your tenure so far with the Pacers being on the show.
Absolutely. Hands down. No question.
God, she's a quick learner. I love her. Hey, seriously, now I was down there the other day getting some goodies for the family, and I swear to God, whether you want to spend $5 or you want to spend $500, you have so many cool items. And tell us about some of the hot things right now that are available, because people are like me, they're driving around Saturday morning, they're looking, what can I get for the holidays, what can I get somebody for a gift, and I'm telling you, your gift shop is jam-packed with goodies.
Absolutely, we've got a lot of really great new things happening at the Home Court Gift Shop, so let's talk about a little bit of blue and gold swag here. So first new thing on the list is we've got a great launch with our friend Paul George and his New Era headwear line just launched this week. It is exclusive to Bankers Life Fieldhouse and PacersGear.com. We have about, 20 styles to choose from, ranging from $20 to $50, just an amazing headwear line and a great collaboration with PG.
So, first of all, New Era is one of the best hat companies you can get. And Paul, so we need to tell listeners, I think there's two important things here. One, you already said it. You can only get this at your place. You can only get this. And he designed these. I mean, he sat down there with designers and offered his insight. You know, and we know his sister's really into marketing and design. So, this is like, this isn't just he put his name on it. His DNA is in those hats.
Absolutely. I mean, each hat has a very special meaning to Paul. There's one that celebrates his time on the U.S. men's basketball team in Rio this summer. He designed a hat for his daughter, Olivia. So there's a lot of personal touches in the line from top to bottom. So we're just really, really pleased to have this in our store.
One of the areas where I walked in, I was blown away, is this community has fallen in love with the Hickory program. And last year we had some really great Hickory items. I got maybe one of all of them. And I walked in this year and holy smokes, I mean, you've really upped the ante there with the Hickory too.
Absolutely. I mean, with this being our second season with the Hickory gear, we are not letting up there. This is definitely a fan favorite. We have a little bit of everything. We have jackets and vintage t-shirts and an amazing headwear line, a lot of accessories. So this is just something that our fans have really embraced. And we've definitely embraced it in our gift shop as well. So you will find a great assortment of hickory, definitely celebrating our second season here.
And not only do you have Pacers and hickory and fever stuff, but I you know, when you have a 16-year-old boy who loves the Pacers, loves the fever, they're into brands too. And, you know, you mentioned New Era. They like that. And this homage, these guys from Ohio, and Drew Storen, our buddy from Brownsburg's involved, they make those T-shirts that the kids, you know, the 16, 17-year-olds, 22-year-olds, what do they call that, the millennials, those kids, they go nuts over that stuff because they want quality. And they feel the texture. They feel the shirt. And, boy, you have that too.
Absolutely. Fashion is super important. We're definitely catering to that younger crowd with some of our new additions to the store. Homage is definitely one of those. Plays into it great. It also kind of hooks back to what we're doing with our 50th season and the Decade Nights. So you will see a collection every Decade Night from them. We have a lot of great items coming for the 80s and 90s. Rick Smits is going to make a debut on a T-shirt with a vintage character, so be on the lookout for that. But really excited just to have some new things to our assortment, so definitely come down and check it out. It's a new day.
You know, the Smits thing's going to be off the charts, but you mentioned the you know, we're celebrating the 50 years of Pacers basketball. You also have some really cool items with the 50th anniversary, which I think is a great logo. Whether you want a polo shirt or a pullover or just a T-shirt, you have stuff with those items too.
Yeah, 50th season is definitely something we want to commemorate in merchandise, for sure. And we want people to be proud and wear our logo and celebrate this season with us. So as you mentioned, you know, we've got a lot of different things that feature that logo. Even PG's line, the headwear line, has a commemorative hat in there. So it's called the Gold Swagger Hat, as well as a lot of jackets and T-shirts. So definitely would encourage people to get a piece of the 50th season.
For the people who've never been in the shop, I think we need to point out to them that you have a whole area that is just for women. You know, I remember getting in this business with Logo 7 back in the day where women had to buy a men's medium or a men's small. But no, not anymore. You have a whole area, product that is designed, marketed to fit women. And you have one for kids and children and babies. I mean, so whoever you're out there shopping for this morning, you can come to your place and you can take care of them.
Most definitely. And these are two areas that will continue to be big focuses for us, especially as we even get into next season. It's super important to cater to her. Let's be honest, she controls the wallet in the household quite often, and she wants to look cute when she comes to games. It's definitely about fashion. She wants to support her team, but look good while doing it.
About 25 years ago, I was at Logo. We first started getting into Yassad Tonals. And I think that is the coolest thing when you can go in there and you can get, whether it's a knit hat or a polo shirt or whatever, and it's not the traditional team colors. It could be a gray on gray or black on gray or whatever. You've done a nice job with the merchandising of the goods. And I really think if someone walked in there, they would for sure be able to take care of anybody who's on their Christmas list.
We definitely offer something for everyone, from the person that wants to be loud and proud with blue and gold to someone that wants to be a little bit more subtle. We really do have the run of the gamut, and that's kind of what we hope to cater for as the official team store for the Indiana Pacers.
Well, I don't want to take up your time. You got to get back and get your elves working over there and get the stuff out the door. We appreciate you spending some time with us, and we're so glad to have you as one of the new members of our Pacers and Fever family.
Great. Thank you so much. Go Pacers.
There you go, Pat. Now, Pat, here's the idea. You know me. I'm a PR marketing maven here. You go in there, and you buy some cool items. Let's say you get a nice hickory jacket, or you get maybe a Pacers or a Fever jacket. You know what? Then you meander out into the entry pavilion, go to the ticket window, buy a couple tickets to Stevie Nicks, or maybe a couple tickets to New Kids on the Block, put that in a wrapping. All of a sudden, the Christmas morning, your beloved opens up, there's a Pacer jacket, puts it on, puts the hands in the pockets, and there's two tickets to New Kids on the Block. How about that, Patrick? Is that a Christmas gift or what? There's your idea, Pat. When you go and shop for Boyle, get him a nice hickory jacket with two tickets to Bruno Mars in the pocket. How about that, Patrick? Happy holidays, everybody. Get down to the Home Court Gift Shop. They will take care of you. Back to you, Patrick.
Lauren and Eddie, thanks so much. And certainly that is true. Again, the 12 days of deals going on right now. The Home Court Gift Shop has a lot of specials going on. It's holiday time, a chance to buy gifts for the holidays. And right now the Pacers are certainly making it worth your while, whether it's on pacersgear.com or in person at the Home Court Gift Shop. Also, we'd like you to check out pacers.com/tree. If you've been on Georgia Street, there is a very intense tree decorating contest going on right now, and the Pacers are neck and neck with a couple of others for the lead. So the tree that gets the most likes on Facebook wins the contest. So you've got to like the tree on Facebook. You may see the Pacers have posted it on social media, on Twitter, and on Instagram, but if you like those posts, no, it doesn't matter. You got to like the actual Downtown Indies posts on Facebook. So the easiest way to do that, and we appreciate you doing it, pacers.com/tree. Help us win this contest, the tree decorating contest on Georgia Street. And the Pacers is at the very tip of Georgia Street where it meets Pennsylvania. So it's a very visible tree. You can see it. It's got the bobbleheads that the Pacers are giving out, some Pacers 50 kind of decorations, as well as some hickory looks. So again, pacers.com/tree, pacers.com/tree. Please help us win this very, very important contest. Well, the Pacers on Wednesday were on national television. Mike Breen calling that game for national TV, and you will hear him next. He has a conversation with Mark Boyle. That's next on Pacers Weekly.
At ATI Physical Therapy, we're here for you. When you're injured, in pain, or recovering from surgery, we'll help you get back to your best with expert therapy that's customized for you. Plus, we'll schedule your first appointment in 24 to 48 hours, so you're on your way to feeling better faster. With over 50 Indiana locations, visit ATIPT.com to find an ATI clinic near you. We know returning to better health is a big deal, so look no further. ATI Physical Therapy, here for Indiana and here for you.
The Harlem Globetrotters will dribble into Bankers Life Fieldhouse with their action-packed world tour on Saturday, January 14th at noon. Witness amazing Globetrotter moments that will become unforgettable Globetrotter memories. Feel the dunks. See the ball handling. Experience the antics that will have kids of all ages laughing the entire time. Don't miss the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters on Saturday, January 14th at noon. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
30 years and still number one. Bon Jovi, live in concert. This house is not for sale.
This house is not for sale.
The tour. Bon Jovi, performing all their anthems. Bankers Life Fieldhouse, March 22nd. Every ticket purchased receives a copy of the new album, This House is Not for Sale, available November 4th. Get tickets starting at $19.75 at LiveNation.com while supplies last. Service charges apply. There's more at BonJovi.com.
Pacers Weekly on 93.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. You can be a part of it, 317-239-1070, or at Pat Boylan Pacers on Twitter with your questions. Have a couple filtering in. We will save those for our live guests coming up in just a moment. The Pacers on national TV this past week, that gave Mark Boyle a chance to sit down with Mike Breen. Mark?
Thank you, Pat. We are in the presence of greatness. Mike Breen is the lead play-by-play voice of the NBA on ESPN/ABC. And Mike and I have been around the league about the same number of years, Mike. And so that gives, I think, an opportunity for us to delve into this. Our careers in the NBA have spanned about the same period of time. At what point, looking back, do you think it was that your career began to be so much more impressive than mine?
You know, first off, I was going to say, you look like you're out in the sun today. Were you doing a little sunbathing here in Miami?
I was out in the sun, yes.
Okay. Well, you look good. I think it's strictly the gray hair. I have gray hair, and you have no hair, and that's been the only difference.
We can talk about the NBA, we might, but I want to get your unique perspective on the New York Knicks, because we will be in New York next week. And the Knicks, to me, are an interesting story. There's always something going on there, and they're doing really well, particularly compared to recent seasons. Are they a viable team finally?
Yes. I'd be really surprised if they missed the playoffs. I think they're definitely a playoff team. And I think they have the potential to be one of the better teams in the East. Health is still the number one key. You know, they need Derrick Rose to be healthy. He's missed a couple of games with a bad back. But he's made an enormous difference. They haven't had a penetrating point guard like that in years. And the other thing, as much as the new guys have been a big boost, Kristaps Porzingis, his development from year one to two has been phenomenal. He's a different player, strength-wise, confidence-wise, experience-wise, and they continue to realize how good he can be.
Let's talk a little bit more about that, specifically the transition, if in fact there is one, of the Knicks becoming more about Porzingis and less about Carmelo Anthony. Is that happening? And if so, how's it going?
You know, I don't think it has to happen yet. I just think whoever's on, who's ever open, they've got to get in the mindset. They now have a number of different offensive weapons, whether it be Anthony, whether it be Porzingis, or whether it be Derrick Rose. All three guys have thrown up 30 or more. All three are capable of that. And as long as they're willing to sacrifice, that's the key. Not feeling like you have to do it. All right, it's my turn. No, it's your turn. Now it's my turn. As long as they're just happy with the winning. And I think, as you know, I mean, teams win. Nobody can complain about minutes or shots. Once a team starts to go on a slide, then guys start wondering, okay, well, maybe I should be shooting more. Maybe I should be playing more. So right now they're playing well, they're winning, and there's good camaraderie on the team in terms of being unselfish, no matter who's doing the scoring.
If the consensus were that Cleveland is the best team in the East and then Toronto, in all likelihood, at least at the moment, is next best, is there any team in the rest of the pack, be it New York or Indiana or whomever, that could emerge to at least join that party?
I think Boston has the potential to be like that. And you always know with Danny Ainge the desire and possibility of making a trade. And I think if one of those teams, whether it's Boston, whether the Knicks or the Pacers, add another player, that could really make a huge difference in the Eastern race. Because all three teams are very good. Good teams. But they're not good enough to beat Cleveland and probably not Toronto. But if one deal is made, I think all three have a chance to give anybody fits in the playoffs.
Let's move on to some other topics while we have a minute here. Fans that watch your telecasts see that as often as not, you're working with a former Pacer, Mark Jackson, who has been a coach, is now out of the coaching, back into broadcasting. How's it working with Mark?
He's the best. I mean, I've known Mark since he was a player. I actually know Mark since he was at St. John's playing in college. You know, and to be able to work with a guy I've been friends with for 25 years, and same thing with Jeff, it's really wonderful, especially when the two of them work together. You know, Jeff coached Mark, and they not only like each other, there's a real respect. And three-man boots in basketball, I think, are very tough sometimes. But not when you have two analysts who have no ego about them in terms of who speaks and who have that kind of relationship. So for me, it's, you know, every single game I work with them, I learn a little something, and I laugh several times.
Is the three-man booth difficult because of your own enormous ego?
Yes, extremely difficult. I have to talk less. It's a real problem for me. I like to talk. I can continually talk for a long time. In fact, I'm going to talk for a long time now. So you might have a longer pregame than you've ever expected, or halftime, or whatever this is. Maybe it's a postgame. What are we doing, by the way, here?
Well, I'm surprised you haven't heard of Pacers Weekly, which is possibly the finest NBA radio magazine show that's ever existed or ever will exist. The audience numbers are massive. The guests that I draw on this program make you look pedestrian by comparison. And I'm surprised you haven't heard of us. One last thing here. One last thing. Golden State, Cleveland. Is that preordained? Is that definitely going to happen?
I can never say definitely, but that's as close to a sure bet right now. Again, you don't know a team that's going to make a trade. Team picks up one key guy, it shifts everything. One key player gets hurt, shifts everything. So, you know, we've been around the NBA long enough to know you can't make any kind of predictions like that in December. But they are clearly the two best teams in each conference. And even though there are a couple of other teams that are good and might give them a battle, neither of those have somebody that's in their league right now.
That's Mike Breen. You see him on ESPN, ABC. If you watch League Pass, you see him doing New York Knicks. And, did that story about you trying to jump to TNT ever get out publicly?
You've never lost your sense of humor after all these years.
Thanks to Mr. Breen. He's always one of our favorite guests here on Pacers Weekly. I'm Mark Boyle. Let's go back to you, Pat Boylan.
All right, Mark and Mike, thank you. And the good news, now Mike Breen knows of Pacers Weekly. So a thank you to those two, and Mark, as always, for tracking down interesting guests for this show. We will wrap it up with a couple of live guests. You hear Mark Monteith as part of the Kroger pregame show, and you hear him as part of Pacers Weekly each week, and he will join us coming up next to talk the Pacers road trip and the Detroit game tonight. This is Pacers Weekly.
At ATI Physical Therapy, we're here for you. When you're injured, in pain, or recovering from surgery, we'll help you get back to your best with expert therapy that's customized for you. Plus, we'll schedule your first appointment in 24 to 48 hours, so you're on your way to feeling better faster. With over 50 Indiana locations, visit ATIPT.com to find an ATI clinic near you. We know returning to better health is a big deal, so look no further. ATI Physical Therapy, here for Indiana and here for you.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Justin Moore.
I just pawned at you.
Lee Bryce.
I belong to the drinking class.
American Made Tour.
You look like I need a drink right.
January 12th, 7 p.m. Bankers Life Fieldhouse. One night of hit after hit. Justin Moore.
And I can't wait to see where it goes.
Lee Bryce. January 12th, Bankers Life Fieldhouse.
Small town USA. I drive your truck.
Platinum selling Justin Moore.
To my last day.
Chart topping Lee Bryce.
And look like crazy.
Making country music great again.
He can't even bait a hook.
Tickets are on sale now at the Bankers Life Fieldhouse box office by phone at 800-745-3000 and online at Ticketmaster.com. Produced by Police Productions.
Pacers Weekly continuing on an icy Saturday morning here in downtown Indianapolis. Please drive safely if you are in your car. Walk safely if you're headed to Bankers Life Fieldhouse for the Crossroads Classic here coming up later. IU, Purdue, Butler, Notre Dame. Four teams, they're all ranked. Quite a showcase going on at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Pacers and Pistons tonight. With us now is Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith. Mark, before we look at that, let's look back at the two games of the road trip so far. Struggles in the fourth quarter, an area that Indiana has been very strong for the most part this season. It was a problem last year. It had seemed to have been corrected this year. Is two games too small of a sample size to be worried about it?
Well, probably. You know, over the course of an 82-game season, just about anything that can happen will happen. So it's not like you're guaranteed that the Pacers would finish every game well. You know, every team is going to have fourth-quarter problems over the course of the season. But I think the part that was somewhat disturbing was just their inability to get good shots. You know, you're always going to have games where you don't shoot it particularly well and you miss open shots. That's just part of the game. But, you know, they just kind of their offense just kind of grounded to a halt. You know, they weren't getting good shots. They were sometimes shooting too quickly in the shot clock, forcing some things. And that has to be corrected. There's really no excuse for that to be a persistent problem. You know, and they've run good offense before, so they should be able to do it again. I have to believe that that's been a primary point of emphasis in the discussions Nate McMillan has had with his team here since that game in New Orleans.
The Pacers are amongst the league leaders in forcing the other team on turnovers, on points off of turnovers. It's when their offense is clicking, a major part of that starts on the defensive end. When they're not able to do that, and you tweeted this, Mark, recently, half-court execution will determine the outcome for the Pacers. What did you mean by that?
Well, I just think when they get into the half court, when they don't get a turnover or get a defensive stop and aren't getting something easy in transition, then they have to get something out of their half court offense. And I think that's been really an issue going back to last year and perhaps the year before. But it's a little bit hard to understand why. You know, most teams the Pacers play get good shots pretty consistently. They may not always hit them, but they run their offense in a way with a lot of movement, both the ball movement and people movement, that they're getting good shots. And the Pacers just seem stagnant. You know, they often initiate the offense with a high pick and roll, somebody setting a screen at the top of the key, and someone dribbles off that. And it seems like when you do that right away, you're not moving a lot and you're not moving very quickly. So maybe there's something in the scheme they could change to get more movement, to get better shots, but it just seems that's a problem. I remember watching Game 7 at Toronto last year. You know, the first half of that game, they had a stagnant offense. Here you're in the last game of the year. So, you know, that's just been an issue, and they've got to figure that out. You know, I know Paul George is a really good one-on-one player and a go-to guy in crunch time to throw the ball to and let him go create something. But, you know, if he's doing that a lot during the course of the game, that means other guys are likely standing around and watching him. And so I think they need to find the best of both worlds, where he's your go-to guy, but you're also getting other people involved.
The Pacers are 1-2 in full games without Monte Ellis this season. He's currently injured. A groin injury is out tonight at minimum. We should get an update when the Pacers return after their game against Detroit. It's, of course, been Glenn Robinson III filling in. What have you made of the starting lineup with him in there?
Well, it's been okay. You know, it hasn't been like when he filled in for Paul George. But we kind of had talked about that he's not really there to score. Nate McMillan wants him to be focused on defense and rebounding and let the offense come to him, which really means doing the George Hill thing of standing in the corner and getting a possible kick-out pass for a three-pointer, which is fine. And Glenn's okay with that, but he hasn't been real involved in the offense. He didn't really play much in the fourth quarter in Miami, I think probably because Aaron Brooks had hit a couple shots and they decided to stick with him. But, you know, he hasn't probably been as involved as he wants to be or maybe will be. But I think overall it's okay. He's a good defender, and he'll get his share of rebounds. And being new to the starting lineup, really, and being as young as he is, you're going to have to weather some games where he doesn't stand out. It's not fair to expect him to go out there and suddenly average 15 points a game as a starter or whatever. He's going to have some ups and downs, and he's kind of new to this lineup, so there's going to be a process there. But I think it has the potential still to work out really well, because he brings length and strength to that position, brings defense and rebounding, which they always need, and he can hit shots. So I'm still curious to see how it works long-term.
Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith joining us. We'll take a break, and when we return, it's more Mark Monteith on Pacers Weekly.
Get ready for the Red Hot Chili Peppers live in concert.
Well, I love the trains, I hope to be
part. May 18th, the Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Red Hot Chili Peppers. New album, The Getaway, available now. Reserve seats on sale now at the box office, Ticketmaster.com, and all Ticketmaster locations. Red Hot Chili Peppers, produced by NS2.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life. And we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer reading program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is George Niang. Bankers Life is not just the official insurance partner of the Indiana Pacers. They are also proud supporters of the Pacers Foundation. Over the past 17 seasons, Bankers Life and its parent company, CNO Financial Group, have donated nearly $260,000 to the Pacers Foundation, inspiring and motivating countless Indiana young people. Bankers Life, CNO Financial Group, and the Pacers Foundation are giving kids a winning shot in Central Indiana. Learn more at pacersfoundation.org.
Pacers Weekly on 93.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. We are live talking Pacers basketball with Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith. Let's look at Miles Turner, Mark. He has had a significantly difficult battle the last couple of games. Hassan Whiteside, he was on Anthony Davis at times in that game against New Orleans. The game against the Pelicans, Turner 11 of 14, 26 points, 8 rebounds, the best offensive Pacer probably by a fairly large margin. Tonight against the Pistons, it's another really tough battle in Andre Drummond. He's the second leading rebounder in the league, and I would think that has to be a major key here tonight, how the Pacers handle him.
Yeah, it is, and Miles needs to stay out of foul trouble. I would imagine the Pistons would love to get the ball into Drummond early and often and tell him to go to the basket and try to get a couple quick fouls on Miles Turner, because the Pacer offense certainly takes a hit when he's out of the game. So, you know, it's a huge challenge for him at 20 years old, and, you know, doesn't really have what we call his man strength yet. You know, he's going to get stronger even if he doesn't lift weights just by getting older. So it's got to be tough for him to battle these guys, but he's got to turn it around on them at the other end. You know, he'll take guys like Drummond outside away from the basket and hopefully reduce their rebounding ability and make up for it that way. But he's going to give up some points. You know, Drummond's not a great offensive threat. He's certainly not a good foul shooter. But you do not want Miles Turner picking up cheap fouls around the basket when he's guarding Andre Drummond, because that really has a significant impact on the Pacer offense.
The Pacers might lead the NBA this year in people that they're honoring in their home arenas for games. Of course, it's the 50th decade. They've honored plenty of people throughout that decade. And then through the Hickory Nights as well, and this might be one of my favorites, if not my most favorite, that Hickory Night that we've had coming up, Mark. It's on December 22nd. Pacers.com/Hickory is how the fans can be there. But they're honoring Damon Bailey, someone you recently got a chance to talk to.
Yeah, I went out to Butler yesterday and spent some time with Damon, and I've talked with him before, you know, for my radio show or for newspaper articles, and I've always enjoyed those conversations. I think the thing about Damon Bailey that sticks out to me is that he has managed to stay impressively grounded through all this process. You know, I don't think a high school athlete in the history of high school basketball has received more attention than Damon Bailey did. You know, just by being in that book, A Season on the Brink, when he was an eighth grader and Bob Knight was making such a fuss about him and going to see him and comparing him to Jerry West and all this kind of stuff. And Damon grew up with that, and he was a great high school player and led his team, Bedford North Lawrence, to a state championship at the RCA Dome before 41,000 people in a national television audience. That's never happened before. So people went crazy for Damon Bailey, and he had a really good, maybe not great, but a really good career at IU, got some All-America recognition as a senior, was freshman of the year, and was just incredibly popular. But really, by the time he got out of college, wasn't quite an NBA athlete. He was one of those borderline guys who maybe, if in the right place at the right time, could have made it. But, you know, he was with the Pacers. He was with them on the injured list for a year, having his knees surgically repaired, and then was released in training camp. But, you know, to give you an idea of how popular he was, you know, when the Pacers played an inter-squad game out at Market Square Arena with Damon, they drew over 4,500 fans to that, and it's all about seeing Damon Bailey. So it never went to his head. You know, he has always been an impressively humble guy, and I guess that's what stands out the most to me. A lot of athletes that we've run across over the years who have accomplished less and received less attention have let it go to their head, and he has not done that. So he's now the women's basketball coach, assistant women's basketball coach at Butler. And, you know, I asked him, if somebody told you 25 years ago this is what you'd be doing, you know, would you believe it? But he said no, you know, and who would have guessed it? But it's great. He's done, you know, he's been a great high school player, college player. He tried out for the Pacers. He's been in the CBA in Fort Wayne. He's been the boys coach at Bedford. He's been the girls coach at Bedford. And now he's an assistant coach for the women's team at Butler. Nobody probably has covered the breadth of basketball in the state of Indiana any better than Damon Bailey. So I think it's appropriate that he gets honored on Thursday.
And you can view Mark's regular game coverage, his Hickory coverage, 50th season coverage. 80s night, by the way, is on January 7th. That Damon Bailey night that Mark is speaking of is on December 22nd. Pacers.com/tickets and Pacers.com to read Mark Monteith and everyone on Pacers.com their coverage. Mark, thanks for your time here this morning, and talk to you tonight.
All right.
Take care, Pat.
Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith joining us live. It's our final live guest when we return out to Detroit with Jeremiah Johnson. This is Pacers Weekly.
30 years and still number one. Bon Jovi, live in concert. This house is not for sale.
This house is not for sale.
The tour. Bon Jovi, performing all their anthems. Bankers Life Fieldhouse, March 22nd. Every ticket purchased receives a copy of the new album, This House is Not for Sale, available November 4th. Get tickets starting at $19.75 at LiveNation.com while supplies last. Service charges apply. There's more at BonJovi.com.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
The Harlem Globetrotters will dribble into Bankers Life Fieldhouse with their action-packed world tour on Saturday, January 14th at noon. Witness amazing Globetrotter moments that will become unforgettable Globetrotter memories. Feel the dunks. See the ball handling. Experience the antics that will have kids of all ages laughing the entire time. Don't miss the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters on Saturday, January 14th at noon. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is George Niang. Bankers Life is not just the official insurance partner of the Indiana Pacers. They are also proud supporters of the Pacers Foundation. Over the past 17 seasons, Bankers Life and its parent company, CNO Financial Group, have donated nearly $260,000 to the Pacers Foundation, inspiring and motivating countless Indiana young people. Bankers Life, CNO Financial Group, and the Pacers Foundation are giving kids a winning shot in Central Indiana. Learn more at PacersFoundation.org.
Wrapping up Pacers Weekly on 93.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. Thanks for joining us in adverse weather conditions here this morning. As my role as Pacers radio host and sideline reporter for the road games, I'm here on 1070 on the Circle and Emmis headquarters for the road games. And I have been the unfortunate victim of a text chain, which the Pacers in Miami and in New Orleans and all these beautiful views and warm weather and all that that Jeremiah Johnson and the traveling crew have been the benefactors of. But now we talk to you not just in Detroit, but I am seeing that the hotel alarm went off this morning, so not quite as good of conditions for you guys out there.
Yeah, I thought it was my alarm clock, but it was the hotel alarm. We weren't too concerned because Ken Southland, Mark Boyle, and I took the elevator down to walk out the hotel, and it appears as though it was a false alarm, but it was a good chance to get out and get some coffee and brave the elements. So I hope you don't mind us sharing some of the warmth from earlier this week. I had some fans that were on, they were disappointed during the halftime show against Miami for showing the beach scenes, and they threatened to unfollow me on Twitter, but hopefully we just, you know, we wanted to try to send some of the happiness up north.
We are both jealous, but we appreciate just that kind of look right now. It's a pretty gray day in Indianapolis, so no, we ultimately appreciate it. Jeremiah, the fourth quarter, you have, of course, been at these last two games. What have you seen in the fourth quarter of those two games? Because really, we're talking about this with Mark Monteith earlier. The fourth quarter hadn't been a problem. Is that concerning to you?
Well, the two games were concerning. If it continues over the next week or so, it'll be a big issue. I think, you know, both of those situations, Miami and New Orleans, really fed off their home crowd, and the teams tend to play better defense in those situations when the game's on the line, and they just stepped up their game and the Pacers were unable to match it offensively. I believe 10 consecutive scoreless possessions for the Pacers against the Pelicans. And if you look back at that game, you remember the final 3 or 4 minutes, but up to that point, it was a back and forth game against a team that, while their record is not good, you know, they've shown they can hang with good teams and be good teams. So without that final 5 or 6 minute stretch of the Pelicans game, the Pacers played pretty hard. They played pretty well. In the end, Anthony Davis and company were too strong. But I'd like to say that of those two games are maybe an anomaly because, as Mark said earlier, they've closed pretty well up to this point this season. So a little bit of the road bugaboo and a little combination of just getting cold at the wrong time, I think.
Jeremiah Johnson joining us. This team has been described from a personality standpoint as kind of a low-key group. I think a positive of that can be they never seem to get too down in moments where you might expect them to, whether it's in-game or on a couple-game losing streak like this. You've been with the team. What's the vibe around them?
I think there's disappointment because those last two games are games that I think everyone thought they should have won and at least gotten one of those victories. So you look at the Pacers, they've yet to win three in a row. They've yet to lose three in a row. And if that form holds, then the Pacers will win tonight against the Pistons. But the other times when they've played going with the two-game losing streak, they've been at home and they've sort of fed off the home crowd. And the Pacers won't get that advantage until Monday night when they play Washington. So I think it's pretty important to come out early, play well, set the tone. And Detroit's a team that played last night at Washington, and they were kind of humiliated, a team that had been on a great stretch of holding teams under 100, and I think the Wizards had 100 by almost the third quarter. So Detroit will be low on maybe endurance and energy, but they're going to be angry. So I think the Pacers have to play well early on. I think they're definitely disappointed by what happened, even though they're an even-keel team. The Pacers are not happy with what happened over those two games, and I think that they're ready to show tonight that they're better than that.
Jeremiah, we've got about a minute here. What do the fans have to look forward to on Pacers Live pregame, beginning with you at 6:30 tonight?
It's crazy to think that at some point during this game, the Pacers will be officially one-third of the way through the season. And rather than harp on exactly what happened against the Pelicans, we'll take a big-picture look at what the Pacers have done up to this point. We'll play a little fill-in-the-blank with Chris Denary. So I look forward to throwing some curveballs at him and see what he responds and what he thinks about this team and even about tonight's game. And we'll also have a member of the Fox Sports Detroit crew join us to get an inside look at the Pistons, because I think this is a matchup that, you know, I don't know if you could say the Pistons are like the Clippers, but there are some similarities, and the Pacers showed they can play well against a team that has a style of a defense-oriented team, and Detroit's offense not nearly as good as the Clippers. So I think this matchup's interesting. I think maybe it's one that favors the Pacers a little bit, and we'll get the Pistons' perspective on tonight's show.
Jeremiah Johnson joining us. Thanks for the time this morning out in Detroit, JJ.
Thank you, Pat. Stay warm. Everyone stay safe, please.
We will certainly try. Jeremiah Johnson out in Detroit, 6:30 Kroger pregame and on Fox Sports Indiana. That wraps it up for this week's Pacers Weekly. For David Deering, I'm Pat Boylan. Jersey Johnny and Matt Hicks are next.
Whistle. Pound it! Pound it! A three off of contact on top!
And George takes the pass from Stuckey and dunks it.
Tapped up and in as the Pacer bench clears!
You've been listening to Pacers Weekly,